This week's parasha, Parashas Toilas, tells us about Yitzchak and Rivka having children, trying to have children. In the beginning, had a problem having children, and Rivka was pregnant. And the pasuk says, pasuk chavez, "Vayisroitzu to abanim bekerba ha'taymerim kein mamozeh anoichi." The two, there was a lot of fighting going on in her stomach. And she said, "What do I need this for? Lama zeonechi? What is this? What do I have a need for this?" Vatelech, and she went. Lidrosh es Hashem. Pasha, she went. Either means she went to daven to Hashem, or we'll see. Maybe it means something else. Rashi says, "Vayisreitzu akoch hamikra zayim redarsheni shestam mahi retitzu kasim kein lama zeonechi." Rabbi Seinu darshu loshin ritzer kashahisu beres al pischei teirush Hashem ve'eva Yaakov rots. When she came, every time she was walking by Beis Medrash, she came to Beis Medrash, the Shiva of Shem Be'ever, Yaakov was trying to get out. And Mufarachis Latzeis, Uberes Alpischa Avodah Zarah, Eisim Mufarachis Latzeis. When she went on the steps of Avodah Zarah, she went near Avodah Zarah on the outside of the place, she didn't go in, Chas HaShalom, but she walked by the place of Avodah Zarah, and Esav wanted to come out. So what's going on here? Okay, so what? My question is simple. Lomo zeh anechi? What's this? What's the lomo zeh anechi? Rashi says, "Vatimer im kain." She said, "Therefore, godol tzar ha'ibur." This tzar, I'm having tremendous tzar. It hurt her every time he was trying to run out. It hurt her. So why is she having such tzar? Lomo zeh anechi? Mis ave umispalel ha'arayin. Why did I daven that I should become pregnant? What is going on here? Rashi says in these darshani, you have to understand what's going on. This is Rivka Yemeinu. She davened to have children. You think she davened to have children because she wanted her kids to take out the garbage and to shovel the snow? If she did, it doesn't work on me. My kids, they don't do that anyways. But I don't think that was her purpose. It's Rivka Yemeinu. Why did she want children? She wanted to have children that should be Oved Hashem. So she's saying, yes, if she had tzar, then it was so hard that Yaakov was trying to run out, and Esau was trying to run out, and there was just a lot of turmoil within her. Why did I daven? What is the pshat Rashi? The pelel digger Rashi. What's pshat? It says in the Deres Elio, very interesting. The Deres Elio, there's two Deres Elio. I shouldn't say the two. I know of two. One is written by the Goyin and one is written by the Ben Ishchai. So the Ben Ishchai, and he's at Deres Elio, he says that Bepashtus, that Tzadik Ben Tzadik, is more viable to have a child that's a Tzadik, and a Tzadik Ben Rasha is more viable to have a Rasha. He says, in terms of what's going down, you have more Schusim, and he says, therefore you have it. Rivka's question was, she said, why did I daven? In other words, when she found out, when she realized that there was something in her that was running after that very desire, but she apparently didn't know it was twins, but that it could be there was one person in her, one baby that was confused, running after that basic matter, at the same time running after that very desire. Couldn't make up his mind. Some explained the chat that's just a confused child. Assuming he was one, that's what she was scared of. I mean, what type of child is that? He doesn't even know which derech he's going. But she wanted to know, why did I daven? If she would have had a tzaddik, then she wanted to know, why wasn't she having a child? Wasn't she having a child because of Yitzchak or because of her? Who was the person? Was it both? It could be that both of them had a problem having a child. It could be that each one, there was only one of them. So she was saying is Lama Zer Neichi, Imkein Lama Zer Neichi. She's saying is that by the fact that there's a Rasha within me, there's a Rasha, that means that it's coming from me. So I shouldn't have davened that I should have a child and any schus of myself. For Yitzchak, it would have been a tzaddik. It bothered her. She wasn't asking questions that she has a shalom. She wanted fakir. There's nothing that she wanted greater than to have a tzaddik as a child. But if she's going to have a rasha, then she was saying, "Islam is anoichi. Why did I daven? I shouldn't have davened God for myself. I should have left it alone. And if I would have left it alone, but there chateva, the Rosh Hashanah would give Yitzchak a child, and that child would have been a tzaddik." That was what she was. That was her reason why she said, "Why did I daven?" That's his pshat Rashi. Shem Yishmuel says, and it says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitnech u'shnei l'umim mimayach yiparedu," that there are two nations within you, and they're twins. They're simon. Why were they twins? What's pshat? Why twins? Why Taka? Why were Yaakov and Esav born as twins? Well, everything has a reason. Right? If you wanted to say that Esav had to be in the world and there had to be a koyach atoyev against keneged atoyev koyach hara, which is a concept that we have throughout, that whatever we had Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Bilam. You know, whatever, there has to be an equal, otherwise there's no bechira. There has to be good and bad. When there was avoy dezara, there was nevuah. When they davened that nevuah, that the avoy dezara should not be in the nesayin anymore. Nowadays, when avoy dezara is not in the nesayin, we can't understand what the nesayin of avoy dezara was back then. But back then it was a tremendous nesayin. But now that when it got knocked out, nevuah got knocked out. So whatever, you know, there has to be a balance. So the fact that the Yaakov, one knows why was there an Esav, because there had to be an Esav. There had to be a balance. But the question is, why twins? What's a child in twins? So if I care, the reason is that there was Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So you have Avram Avinu, he came from Terach. Sarah came from Nachar. They had both bad seeds. They had Yishmol, they didn't have Yishmol, but Avram had Yishmol, which was the bad seed. And then Avram and Sarah had Yitzchak, which was Kol Kuloi Kodesh. He wasn't complete though. He still had something in him. Why? Because Sarah had a father, came from not good crap. When you go down to the next generation, Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak now is already, he's Kodesh. Okay? Now Rivka is not. Rivka came from Besuel. So because Rivka is not Kadosh, so therefore there had to be Pseilah still. There's leftovers, the bad portion. He says is that if they would have been born separately, Yaakov and Esav would have been born separately, Yaakov would have been left with some Pseilah as well. By the fact that they were born together, that they came, they were together in one womb, Yaakov and Esav were twins, Yaakov took all the Kedusha, and Esav took all the Pseilah, all the bad parts. And then Yaakov, when he had children, yeah, all the shiftei kah, that was all kaddish. Because they got rid of all the bad stuff, they got rid of by that point, because of Yaakov, because Yaakov was completely pure, they got rid of all the bad stuff. Chassan Sefer says, and it says in the pasuk, Vayet ha-yitzchak l'shem l'noicha ishtoi ki akarhi. He says, is noichach is Rosh Tevis for nishmas kol chai. It says in the Chazal that Rivka was a Gilgal. She took over. She was a continuation from Chava. Chava was the Ein Kol Chai, and Rivka was also the Ein Kol Chai, because from Rivka came Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the one who had all the Shiftei Kah. It says in the Chayim Asanoch. The Chayim Asanoch was written by the Chida. VaYisrael Tzitzu Abanim Bikirba. He says something similar to that there. So yeah, but not quite. He says that Rivka made a cheshbon. She understood Avram married Hagar, a shifcha. Why? Because he was trying to get rid of the pseilus, like we explained. That pseilus, Avram had a pseilus within him. He figures by marrying a shifcha, Hagar, the pseilus will go through her, which was Yishmael. Okay? Yitzchak didn't have pseilus. Yitzchak came from Avram and Sarah. So she didn't understand what's going on over here. Why is he having a Russian there?
She didn't realize it was within herself.
So there was Pseilus within the Sarah also, but there wasn't an Avram. So the Iker is the husband over here.
Okay.
Because Sarah had. Right? Now the point was Avram was saying if he gets rid of the Pseilus, maybe it still wasn't 100% pure, you're correct. It wasn't really 100% pure until the Shiftei Kah. Because when you have the Shiftei Kah, they already had Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, Bel, Zilpah were all tzaddikim. Even Yaakov Avinu wasn't 100% pure because he had Rivka. And Rivka wasn't pure from her, right? You know, it wasn't 100%. The Shiftei Kah were complete. Okay, you know, Rivka had Esav.
Yeah.
That wasn't pure. So there was still something not pure there. They say Yaakov took all the purity. So Yaakov himself was pure, but he took all of it. And then his children had all that purity. So he took it all. So he explains that she was asking, Imkein Lama Zanoichi. She was asking a question. If I was wrong in my cheshbon, that there's really psalus here, there's something bad, why didn't you marry a shifcha like your father? Your father knew the cheshbon Avraham Avinu. He married Hagar. By having Hagar, he got rid of his psalus in Yishmael. And he had you, Yitzchak. So why didn't you go marry a shifcha? Let's have a bad child in Russia who's going to run out of the Zara. You have that child with this other Isha. And then together us we'll have tzaddikim. So why did you come to me first? You should have gone to the shivka first. That's what he's explaining Rashi. Mm-hmm. The answer is no. Like we said, like we already said from the Shem Yishmuel, that no, it had to be that it wouldn't have been pure even from her because she didn't come from pure. So it had to be that they both came from her that fakir, that Yaakov and Esav in one womb, that's what took away the psalus. That was the best etzah. Looks not so good, but that's the best etzah. The Ramshik says in the very nice pshat. And it says about Telech Lidrush Es Hashem. So Rashi says, Lidrush Es Hashem, She Yagid La Mate B'Seifu. What is going to happen at the end? What's going to happen? What does that mean? Mate B'Seifu. What was she asking? So Ramshik explained a tremendous Yisoid, which is not his Yisoid, it's a Yisoid that comes way before him, that he explains over here in this pshat. A person, his entire life does mitzvahs. Entire life, he's a tzaddik. You have a kohen gadol that he was a kohen gadol for 80 years, and then he went off the derech. What happens? If you have harata on all your mitzvahs, you lose them all. So you live for 90 years, and for 90 years you did mitzvahs and you learned 23 hours a day, and then the last day of your life you say, I shouldn't have done that. I'm going to go have fun and have Taivis of Olam Hazeh. 90 maybe doesn't sound, but you have Charata that I did all those mitzvahs. You lose it all. What happens to somebody? We know the exact opposite. Someone is a Rosh Marush his entire life. And the last moment of his life, he has Charata and all his rishis, and he says, I should have never done it, and he wants to be Ayavid Hashem. He gets Char for everything. He does Bahava, we know, it turns it even into mitzvahs. Okay, what's the pshat? How does that work? Well, how does that make sense? You got one guy here, he did an hour of mitzvahs, and he goes straight to the Olam Haba, and you got a guy, and the rest of his life was unbelievable, was terrible with Averius Shein Kamayu, and you have another person who's the exact opposite. He had 90 years worth of mitzvahs in Torah, and he gets nothing for the last 10 minutes. What's the pshat? I once heard a great marshal. There's a guy who goes in, he has a meeting with the king. He's meeting with the king. And he walks into the room, there's an antechamber, and he prepares himself to meet the king. He starts putting on a nice suit, and he's getting himself all prepared, and he's combing his hair and his tie, and he's looking in the mirror, and he's busy, and there's a guy sitting there shining his shoes and everything, and perfect, perfect, perfect. He's about to go in, and he takes a bucket of ashes and dumps it all over himself and rips his suit, and he walks into the king. What was he? Where was he going? In other words, even though he was preparing himself and he was doing a lot of good stuff to look nice, but ultimately he walked into the king looking like garbage. So a person 90 years of his life did mitzvahs. He was getting dressed, but when you came to the king right before you came, you made yourself look like garbage. So you made yourself look like garbage. So bottom line, you walked into the king looking like garbage, and vice versa. A guy who was a whole life was putting on dirt on himself, and then the last second he cleaned himself up and he nicely walked into the king and he looked good. So that's the way he ended. Another, maybe a little bit of a deeper understanding is that a person who at the last minute of his life does tshuva, it shows, and how does it work? Because Shlavi talks about how does it work that if you do, let's say, tshuva me'ahava, all your mitzvahs turn into zchuyos. All your averus turn into zchuyos. How did that happen? They were averus. And now all of a sudden, they're mitzvahs. You get schar for the averus. What in the world does that mean? So he explains, the Kedushas Levi says, is that when you have to understand, a person did averus, now it's time to do tshuva. He wants to be in the good grace of the Baruch Shem. Now what does he do? As someone who does it, b'yira, from fear, he's scared. If you're scared, you did something wrong, you're scared of getting punished, what do? You take your mitzvahs, you sweep it under the rug, you cover it up, hope that no one's going to look under the rug and say, now I'm good. Okay, that's meira. So we don't look at the averis anymore, but because you might see the tshuva. But someone that has a hava, the tshuva may have, he loves the Rabbi Shalom now, he regrets everything that he did. So what is he going to do? He's going to take out all those averis. He's going to look at them. He's going to analyze them and say, how could I be better? How could I not do this again? So by him, the averis become a stepping stone for where he is today. That's what he accomplished. His averis was a stepping stone. By him doing all the averis, now he's using that to raise his level, because he looks at the averis, I shouldn't have done that, I have charat on that, I made a mistake on that, oh, you know what, I should make it a kabbalah myself, I shouldn't do anything even close to that, so I should never come to do that again. So you're taking all of your mitzvahs, all your averis, and you're making them into mitzvahs. That's the way Kedushas Rebbe explains it. So Rivka was concerned. She went in that night. She says, I have a child in me. When he comes to the basement, he's running. When I go to the Beis Zara, he's running. She thought it was one baby. So she's like, what's going on? What's going to be at the end? What is he going to do in the last moment of his life? She wanted to hear that he's going to be a tzaddik. Oh, she's going to be a tzaddik. Listen, if a person does bad things in his life, of course a person should make a cheshbon to do bad things for his whole life, and the last second do tshuva, because first of all, you never know when your last second is, and that's certainly not a proper thing to do. But when I said that was her question, the question was, Matahib is safer. What's going to be his end? Is he going to become a tzaddik, and therefore everything that he did, even when he's running to the Avodah Zarah, will turn to be good? Or if I care, that's not the case. As I state in the Ramshik. The Kedushas Levi says that it bothered her, this whole concept that she davened for a child, because she davened for a child with all the pure intentions. She wanted to have a child that's going to be an Oyvid Hashem. She had all good intentions. Chazal tell us that an Isha Tzitkonius does not have Tzaleida. She does not have pain from her pregnancy. So she said, one second, by the fact that I have Tzaleida, said that I'm not worthy of having a tzaddik, and therefore, why did I daven for this? That's what she's explaining to Rashi. Why did I daven for this if I was going to have a rasha? She didn't have a rasha. She wanted to further that way, have this Hashem with children. That's what she wanted. So then, in that case, she had charat, and she says, I shouldn't have done it. So the answer that she was given was no. It's not the pshat that you're not an Isha Tzitkanias, but the pshat is that there's two people within you, there's two goyim, two nations, and because of the Russia that's in you, you have tzaddik because of that Russia, but not because you're not a Tzitkanias. You're right to have a tzaddik, which is Yaakov Avinu, but the Maisi, you also have a Russia in you, and that's where your tzar comes from. And the Tzar Amor says that the Tzar Amor is Pirush and Rashi, Katmainim. He explains that she went literally to Hashem. She wanted to know, I did something wrong. By the fact, people always, you know, something happens to someone and they look at external reasons of what happened, whose fault it was. She says, obviously if I have a child that's running to Avodah Zarah, it's my fault. It's my issue. She went literally to Hashem to find out, what do I do? I want to do a tshuva now. That's what she wanted to know. I want to do a tshuva. I'm obviously not such a good person. I'm always trying. But obviously, the Baruch Hashem has given me things happen to us. We have to pay attention. Why are things happening to us? She was paying attention. She had a child within her that was running out that very desert. That means she did something wrong. She went. She wanted to take it again. As we said, she was a tzaddikis, and there was a rasha within her. So that's what the pshat is over here. She was asking for all the right reasons, not chasah shalom, because she was, it's tzaleida, it's hurting me, so therefore I shouldn't have davened. Chas v'shalom. The pshat is that she was worried about herself over here, not in terms of gashmius, but in ruchnius. What causes? She went, she said, why do I need this? Why should I have done this? Meaning that, like, from the different pshatim that we explained, that she was scared that she did something wrong. And maybe she shouldn't have davened, maybe she did it in the wrong way, maybe she has to do tshuva. All these things were chashbon. It's not chas v'shalom on the simple level of just, it's too hard, I'm in pain, why did I daven? A little bit later in the parasha, Pasuk says, Kapitel Chavzayin, Pasuk Yutas. Somebody asked me this week, He says, what am I supposed to explain to my kids? I tell them they shouldn't lie, and you shouldn't lie, and you gotta stay with Emes, and you read this parasha, and you learn this parasha, and you learn this parasha, and you see Yaakov saying, yes. We know Rashi said, again over here in your test, Rashi said, Anoichi Ezeb Echarech, Anoichi, who have a Bilacha? I'm the one that's bringing you the food. Kama Ezeb Ubacharech, and Ezeb is your Bachar. Okay. So, we wouldn't be happy if our kids were telling us stuff like that. Well, you didn't listen to me carefully, Ta. Nah, you should have listened. I left a little bit of a space over there, a little comma over there you didn't pay attention to. I meant something completely different than what you were thinking. What's Pshat? How do you explain that? So perhaps we can have a little bit of a havana of what's going on. Number one. Secondly, Asisi Gashedi Barati Eloi. Yaakov comes in, says, I am Yibukha, I did like you told me. What does it mean, I did like you told me? Why is he saying that? Pashtas Asisi Gashedi Barati Eloi means, I brought food like you asked. But why is he saying that? And if I get Gashedi Barati Eloi, they also have to put another comma there in terms of his MS. He has Asisi Gashedi Barati, like you said, but not Eloi, because he didn't say it to Yaakov, he told Esav. He said, Esav, go get me food. So now we're almost like Yaakov saying another lie here, or somehow similar, not a lie he was saying, but he's giving some misinformation, because it's Eloi to me. So what's Yaakov saying over here? Parshas Ben Ishchai says that the reason why Yaakov is allowed to say this, the reason why he's allowed to, was because Esav sold his bechor. Yaakov was the Bechor, Yaakov had to shame Esav because he sold it. How about his words? He brings down a Maisa from the Sefer Oymei HaShikha with Abar Benel. Abar Benel was a big Spanish advisor, and there was a whole group of the advisors, the high advisors to the, whoever the, I don't know if it was a king, whatever the title that the, you know, the monarch, whatever it was, you know, had, and there was going to be a coup. They wanted to overthrow him. So they went to Abar Benel, and they asked him, are you with us, or are you against us? We need to know which side you're on. So he answered, Im hasarim hiskimu ani lo yevrach, which pashtus means, if the sarim, all the other advisors and ministers agree to overthrow the monarch, I'm not going to run away. So he says, commas. Im hasarim hiskimu, if the ministers agree, ani loy, I don't agree. Efrach, I'm going to run away. Okay. Same thing, okay. He's answering the second part, but Rashi only answers, but I just asked you a question, what is Asisi Kashay Dibarati Eloi? Yaakov is telling Yitzchak, I did like you told me, Eloi, to me. But he didn't tell him me, he told Esav. So he said the same thing. Asisi Kashay Dibarati, I did like you said, Eloi, if you read the two more words after, Eloi Kumna, with me please come. That's the way he explains. So again, we're using these commas and moving around words, and therefore we're coming up with the way he did it.
This will be a kasha though, because
I don't have an answer yet. I agree that it's a kasha still, and I'm trying to come up with an answer still. I don't have an answer yet. I'm working on an answer over here. Perhaps a little bit of an understanding. I don't have an answer yet.
Well, another thing, if I may, I know last week parsha we talked about how Nesor thought she was too old. Hashem, the Malach came and told her she's going to have a child. And then really, Sarah said that, Avram's too old. And then, when it was repeated over, so, Shana Kosov Ne'a Shalom. So, I mean, what about the concept of, for the greater good, really?
So there is a concept that there are times that lying on some level is allowed, and it's for Shalom, it's for peace. It's brought down that sometimes, if the Mefurish and Halacha, if someone went out and just bought a new scarf, and he says, do you like my new scarf? And you say, well, I'm going to tell him the truth, I hate it. He can't return it anymore, he owns it. Halacha is, don't go out, it's the most beautiful scarf I ever saw, I wish I would have bought one, don't go overboard, but you're not supposed to tell him that you don't like it. There are halachas. But the question is Yaakov Avinu over here, we're learning everything from here, we have to get a deeper understanding of what was Yaakov's cheshbon though. This should have been killing him. Yaakov was an ish emes. He was called Kulei emes. This wasn't shown. This is to get the brachas. Maybe he could have. He shouldn't have gotten the brachas. Maybe he should have told Yitzchak.
Right, unless he wanted to kind of like he knew these brachas would be for the greater good of Klal Yisrael. Ultimately, so unless he's stretching the concept of Shalom.
Correct. Maybe the Be'er Yosef says beautiful shot. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us. It says that the schus Kedas Yitzchok Ben Avraham. We know during the Yom Nirom, we're constantly mentioning that Kedas Yitzchok. He Gemara says that Kedas Yitzchok Ben Avraham. He says, what's that Kedas Yitzchok Ben Avraham? Two questions. Number one, what does Akedah mean? Akedah means the time. That's what Akedah means. Why is it called Akedas Yitzchok? Call it the Halos Yitzchok. Yitzchok was raised up to be a carbon. Why is it, what's the what we need to know is that he was Taya. And secondly, why is it Ben Avraham? We don't always call him Ben Avraham. We stand a lot of times and say, Akedas Yitzchak. What's the name I say? The Schus, Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avraham. So the Be'er Yosef, Yosef Misalant explains that it says in the Pirkei Devilezer that Yitzchak requested from Avraham Avinu to be tied down. He said, my father, you have a mitzvah to shech me. I fear that I will move and the shechita will be not kosher. So therefore, tie me down, so you should do a perfect shechita. Tremendous, Be'er Yosef explains a tremendous level of kibbutz. That's what he had. He wasn't worried about himself, but kibbutz. That was his trap. Akedas Yitzchak, the one thing that he wanted, one of the main important things he wanted to take out of Akedas Yitzchak, aside from the fact that Avraham was ready to shecht the son, and Yitzchak was ready to be shechtes for the Baruch Shalom, kibbutz. That's an important part to know. And that's because also we were there to have all the yeshuas and everything that comes from Akedas Yitzchak that we constantly keep on mentioning Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avraham. That's what the Be'er Yosef said. A beautiful pshat. It says in the Shloka Kodesh, Vatilbash es Yaakov beno HaKodem. Rivka went and she dressed her youngest child. She dressed. What's the pshat? Yaakov is not a baby. How did Yaakov allow his mother to dress him? Yaakov was able to dress himself. So the Shloka Kodesh says that the mother of children, she encompasses her children. It was only she, Rivka, the mother, who had Yaakov and Esav within her, was able to take that reign and change, take Esav away and give it to Yaakov. Cain, Esav was the one, even though it was sold already, we know, but there's a deeper meaning. There's talking about the Shlach Kodesh, but they took it over, and it says in the Pasuk, very interesting, it says, Aim Yaakov Esav. In Kapitel Ches Pasuk says, Aim Yaakov Esav. Why does that say Aim Yaakov Esav? We know Rivka was Aim Yaakov Esav. You want to say she's Aim Yaakov, it's one thing. He says that this is the Yisrael, and it says, Aim Yaakov Esav, and over here, but Yishlach Yitzchak is Yaakov Esav, and then the Lord of the Sulan, and Achi Rivka, Aim Yaakov Esav. He says is that to stress this point, that Rivka encompassed the two of them. As I say in the Shulchan Aruch, the Moshe's canon says, and it says in the pasuk, Yishma Yaakov al Aviv, Shama al Aviv afilu sakana. It says at the end, Yitzchak told Yaakov, go, leave. And he listened. What's the great thing that Yaakov listened? Yitzchak told him to leave my house. While Yaakov was in Yitzchak's house, Esav had kibbutz, and Esav would not kill Yaakov. Once Yaakov left, his life was in danger. Because at that point, Esav would go and kill him. There would be no more, he'd be away from Yitzchak, he would kill him. And he was scared of that, we know that. He would most of nefesh would keep it off. I think that the pshat over here, and it says in the pasuk, I don't know, but when it says, Asisi kasher dibarti Eloi. Yaakov tells Yitzchak, he brings in the food. He says, Anoichi Esav b'chayrecha. We have a pshat in what that means with the commas, and it's Anoichi I, and Esav is your b'char, and all these pshatim that we said. But what was he saying? Asisi kasher dibarti Eloi. What's the best way to tell someone something? How do you teach someone something? How do you teach your children something? By demonstrating it. He says, I learned from you, my father. Yitzchak, I learned from you. You went to Akedah, and it's called Akedah, Yitzchak ben Avraham. Nothing mattered. Keep it av. Your father was going to do a shechita. You wanted him to have the schus in the proper way, and you said, tie me down. I'm coming in here now, and I'm doing this whole charade, as we can call it, that I'm making myself look like Esav, and so on and so forth. But Rivka, my mother, Ki ben aveim. My mother told me this is how I have to do it. There's deeper meanings, we know that, all the yisoidis that we're not going to talk about, but there's definitely something to it over here, that it had to be done this way. You want to say, why? Okay. Rivka understood it. Rivka had the koyach to take it out away from Esav and give it to Yaakov. And that's what when Yaakov is saying it, he bothers him. He says, Ish emes. He says, but you should know, Father, I am learning from you. And just one quick thing is, it says that Esav and Yaakov, Rivka loved Yaakov and Yitzchak loved Esav. What's the pshat? How could Yitzchak have loved Esav? What's a pshat? Pshat is like this. Very simple. Based on the Kedushas later, I'll tell you a quick story. There was a senator called Senator Bill Bradley. There is a senator, I don't even know a senator anymore, but Senator Bill Bradley. Al Gore says over a story about Senator Bradley. Senator Bradley was at some sort of event, and the waiter came over to him and served him some sort of chicken or meat with a potato and you could say a pat of butter. A small little piece of butter. The Senator Bradley calls over the waiter and says, excuse me, sir, I want another pat of butter. The waiter says, nope, sorry, one pat per person. He looks at the waiter, do you know who I am? I'm Senator Bradley. I'm a Rhodes Scholar. I have this award. I have that award. I'm a 15th greatest basketball player. What are you kidding? And the waiter looks at him and says, and do you know who I am? And Bradley says, nope. He says, I'm in charge of the butter. And walked away. Yitzchak knew Esav was who he was. What was there? It's brought down in Chazal. Yaakov was supposed, there's supposed to be a Yisachar Zevulun deal. Yaakov was supposed to be Yisachar learning a whole day. All Ruchnius. Kol Kula Ruchnius. Esav was supposed to be Zevulun. He would have a share in it. He was going to go and support. But he said that wasn't good enough for him. Rivka knew that he wouldn't give the butter. Rivka knew that even though he's a little schnook waiter and he should realize who Senator Bradley is and who he is, but sometimes the waiter, the guy in charge of the thing that's insignificant, the butter doesn't give it. So Yitzchak loved him because he didn't know that prat. He loved him because he also had a tafkid. He was a man ish sadeh. He was a man of the field. He didn't learn the whole day. But that's fine. As long as he understood his tafkid in life. When it says in Rashi that Esav came and asked his father two questions. How do you take Meister on Melach and how do you take Meister on Tevin? What was his question? Why did he pick those two things, Melach and Tevin? Because he was trying to tell Yitzchak Melach is a secondary. You have a whole thing of soup, you put in salt. It's not the main thing. Salt just gives flavor to the soup. Tevin is straw, it protects the wheat. It's not the actual wheat. Esav was saying is the secondary is also important, and I'm going to be more important. I'm going to say you have to take off Meister of this also, which we don't. And that was the complication. That was the confusion. So even no matter where a person, every person had a tafkid in life. Esav couldn't handle that. Everyone can't learn. Everyone can't be the Gadol Hador. Everyone has to understand what his tafkid in life is and how he can grow and he can be part. I care. Esav could have been part in the proper way. She always eichet to fulfill our tafkids and do the proper things of avoid the session. Have a good Shabbos.